tell you, sitting here listening to all the Halloween activities, and that's sure getting me excited.
I bet, as a dad with youngsters, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we might have to even rethink our plans, but yeah. Well, yeah, I wanted to share with you guys, the Visit Emporia office was just in Liberal last week, attending the State Tourism Conference, and I am very pleased to announce that we took home the first place trophy in two categories. One of which was the People's Choice Award, which means all of our peers, regardless of size of community, and we were up against Kansas City, Topeka, Wichita, and we took home the gold. So,
way to go!
Yeah. So that was a good experience. But what do we got upcoming? Well, you guys kind of hinted on it. I'm glad you'll have a crew on Wednesday to talk about Dia de los Muertos, but that's a big one for us. Big celebration downtown. We're very much looking forward to that. There's some new activities this year, and I'm sure they'll get into it. But the No Coast Film Festival crew will be adding a short film fest. I think most of the films being in Spanish. So I highly encourage our Spanish-speaking community to come out and enjoy that film fest. And those wanting to learn Spanish, a great opportunity to come listen and experience something a little bit different.
Yeah, so it's going to be a big day on Saturday. We mentioned downtown trick-or-treating, too. So the festival, though, will go on much of the afternoon, though, right?
Yeah, so parade kicks everything off at 10:30. The downtown trick-or-treat to follow at 11. The film fest starts at 3:30, and everything wraps up at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, early evening.
Okay.
So a full day of activities, something for everyone.
Well, and I know then... on the heels of that, we've got, the founding city of Veterans Day. We've got all veterans activities, Leland, that will be in abundance here very soon.
Yeah. So all Veterans Tribute Week. Be on the lookout for more information. Our website is up to date. With any events, you can always go to visitemporia.com. But we've also got some ads coming out in the Gazette and the Shopper. We're trying to definitely spread the awareness of all the activities going on. Of course, the Freedom Fest, which has been a staple for many, many years and has grown and evolved over the years, is certainly going on, and registration is still available. I think they're approaching a couple hundred people or more for activities, so definitely encourage folks to check that out. I also did receive word that the Lieutenant Governor of Kansas will be joining us for the parade.
Okay.
So that's very exciting.
And that parade will be seen live on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com, along with the All Veterans Memorial Service, live from Soden's Grove. And be listening for those ads about the All Veterans Tribute Week right here, too, on KVOE.
That's right. Yeah. So good that you guys live stream that. One never knows what kind of weather we might get. Of course, it's great to have folks out lining the streets, but as an alternative, just as good to tune into KVOE and watch that live stream.
All right. Is that it, Leland?
Oh, that's the hot news from us. Yeah. So, again, like I said, if you have events that you want to share on our community calendar, it's free to list. Simply go to visitemporia.com, add your event on there, and we'll get it approved and uploaded. And if you're looking for things to do, obviously go to visitemporia.com and find out what events are coming up.
Leland, thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. Leland Danes, Director of Visits Emporia, of course, in the Trustler Business Center, with the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. 656, 46 degrees. Good morning.
Tired of the endless cycle of laundry staring at you every day? Spick and